U.S. policy toward the Andes region of South America has also come under fire. The Council on Foreign Relations says the United States has focused too much on the war on drugs. That influential think tank says the U.S. has overlooked the political and economic issues that are pushing the region to the brink of collapse. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The United States has poured billions of dollars into Colombia and the Andean region over the last couple of decades, but the Council on Foreign Relations report warns the region is in crisis. In the past 4 years alone, it notes, presidents have been forced out of office by popular protests in Peru, Ecuador, and Bolivia, and the government of Venezuela has survived a coup attempt. John Heineman, one of the authors and a former comptroller of the U.S. Treasury, says there's reason to be worried.
It's our southern neighbor. There's serious political instability, and from the Andean region alone, 20% of our energy needs come from the Andean region. And that should grab somebody's attention.
Heineman said the region suffers from a spillover effect from Colombia's ongoing civil war, and he painted a grim picture of the economic situation, saying the U.S. and the international financial institutions must do much more to promote land reform.
That net export of cocaine from the region has been essentially unchanged since the year 2000. Now, the economic reforms of the 1990s have not paid off. In the past two decades, in these countries, per capita real income has not increased one bit, certainly not much of an advertisement for economic globalization.
Another author zeroed in on U.S. policy to Colombia, which before the war in Iraq was the third largest recipient of U.S. aid. Lieutenant General Dan Chrisman, now with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, explained it the way an economics professor would, saying there's a trade-off between guns and butter. When it comes to U.S. aid to Colombia, the ratio of guns to butter assistance is 4-1.
We need to recalibrate. The issue is not, as we said in the report, it's not ignoring the region. The issue is really myopia.
But State Department spokesman Richard Boucher takes issue with this.
We've done an awful lot and continue to do an awful lot outside the area of security in order to give farmers alternate crops and give these nations as a whole opportunities to trade and opportunities to grow and prosper as healthy and stable nations without the sale of drugs.
The Council put out the Andes 2020 report on the eve of the Summit of the Americas to get the Bush administration to look forward and think about a successor program to the Plan Colombia Anti-Drug Program. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.